everybody. It's Kate Peters, and welcome to the Brilliance Builders podcast. I am always happy to be here with you to share some cool stuff, and I always kind of base it on things that have been happening either with myself or my clients or something I observe, and today is no different. So I want to welcome all the new listeners. I am really, really happy to have you here. You will find that these podcasts are fairly short, and that's just because I know everybody's super busy, and I want to just give you a really important either strategy or tip. Maybe it's something with mindset, something with marketing, could be a combination. But one thing that you can try and run with, as opposed to going on and on for an hour. And for those of you who are returning, I am so appreciative to have you here in my community. And please feel free, if there's ever things that you would love to have me teach about or talk about, you know, feel free. You can always email my team, info@katebeters.com. And if it's something that resonates with me, I'm happy to add that to my list of topics for podcasts. So here's what you want to focus in on today, and I just want to ask you a question to start with. Is honesty always the best policy? Okay, is honesty always the best policy? I know that's how we're brought up, but I want to share with you that maybe there are times that it doesn't always make sense. So listen in to today's topic. If you want to attract more abundance into your life, you could be telling your story all wrong. So here's an example of what I mean. Let's say you were brought up to always tell the truth, and maybe things aren't always going so perfectly for you. And when someone asks you how you are, you'll say something like, well, you know, I'm keeping busy, but I really don't have enough clients, and sure thought it'd be a whole lot easier by now, and I just don't know what I'm going to do if things don't change soon. Well, you are honest. However, the way the laws of attraction work is that you're focused on the downside and the scarcity in your life. Now, on the flip side, you could fake it and say, well, I'm making more money than I ever had, and things are really and truly amazing. But if that's not true, you're going to feel uncomfortable and out of alignment. So what I'm proposing to you is a compromise, kind of right down the middle. And what I want you to do is start to look for the positive in what's going on in your business or your life and state your answer from that point of view. Because when you focus on more of what you like, more of what you like will come back into your life. It must. It's the law. So here's a sample of what you could say instead. Well, I'm keeping busy, and I'm enjoying the clients I'm working with, and I know that things are getting better and better each day. So find your version and try that out. Start to own all the positivity in your life instead of the scarcity, and watch what happens next. So that's today's topic, and I wanted to share with you that attracting more abundance into your life is a continuous action, and also lots of mindset shifts. And so if you are looking to hire a really fantastic and fabulous coach and expert, talking about me, let's talk and see if we're a great fit. And just contact my team, info@katebeters.com. That's info@katebeters.com. So until we meet again, be brilliant.